Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the Huron Hockey and Figure Skating Association is Jennifer Pintar. How are you today, Jennifer?
Great, Kevin. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on the program. I can't believe it's that time of year again. It seems like the years get shorter and shorter. We're already talking about the next big the big show being put on for the spring, isn't it?
Yes, we are.
Wow. But this year, a little different. I like the title, Peace, Love, and Strength.
Yes, we thought we would go with kind of an inspirational show with our, you know, with all of our skaters skating to songs about peace, about love and strength, and as kind of we imagine what our world with this new generation of skaters is going to be.
Well, I like that. All right. Now, how many skaters are going to be performing? I know you always have a big troop of them coming in to do this program.
We do. We have about 80, which includes all of our levels of skaters, including our coaching staff. And, of course, we have some guest skaters that come in as well.
Oh, okay. Now, do we know who the guest skaters are?
Yes. We have two skaters that skated actually last year. They're from the Mount Clemens Skate Club.
Okay.
And that is Allie Noel. She's a junior from Macomb, Michigan. And then we have Shelby Reed, and she is a sophomore at Chippewa Valley High School. They are both competitive skaters and have skated in competitions around the area and have medaled or have, have titles.
Sure.
From their competitions. Then we kind of have something new this year that is kind of exciting. We have an exchange student from Denmark that
wow.
goes to Whittemore Prescott High School. And she is going to be skating. She's a competitive skater in Europe and over in Denmark. So she's going to be skating to a French song.
Oh.
And I'm not very big on my French, so I won't even try to say the name of the song.
We'll just call it a French song. That works for
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's very beautiful, but it's something very different. And then we have a pair skater that's coming from the Midland Skate Club.
Okay.
And so we're excited to have them as well.
And, of course, that's always nice, but the pride and joy is always, the kids that are out there from the local, the club here that get to go out there. And, with the Olympics just coming to an end, it's kind of cool because it's just like watching the Olympics at home.
It really is.
Yeah.
And our skaters are excited, as
sure.
they see the Olympics and see what skating can be. As well as just kind of puts a little jump in their step to try
right.
some of those tougher elements. So we've really seen a lot of excitement around the rink this year
now,
due to the Olympics.
What is the age range? What is the youngest we're going to see? What's the oldest we're going to see skating?
Oh, we have kids out on the ice that are, 4 years
wow.
old all the way up to high school seniors, or actually juniors,
okay.
I think is our oldest. And so it's really nice because they come into the program a snowplow, which is, just getting on skates
sure.
and learning how to skate, all the way up until they get into high school or sometimes even middle school, and they're coaching the younger kids. So it's kind of a great mentoring program at the rink that I think everybody gets a lot out of.
Yeah. And now it's not just individual skating, right? Isn't there pairs and, even some groups that skate?
Yes, we
yeah.
have some soloists, and then we have our duos, which will be two people that will be skating together. We have a couple trios where there's going to be three people, and then, of course, we have our group numbers, where
okay.
the group, depending on their level of skating, skate together. So it should be a really fun and exciting show at the rink, and
yeah.
I remember my first year thinking, this is just such a great thing for the Taos area community to
right.
have, because so many people come and cheer on their skaters, and it's just a great night to be out to watch a great sport.
You bet. Two nights, right?
That's right. It's
yeah.
going to be on two nights, so it's Friday the 7th and Saturday the 8th. Doors
okay.
open at 7 o'clock.
All right.
Well, actually, doors open earlier than that. They actually open around 6 o'clock, but 7 o'clock is when the show starts. And if
okay.
you've ever been to the rink, get there early.
Yeah.
Because the seats fill up rather quickly, it should be a great night.
Now, this is a free show, right?
It is a free show.
Yeah.
We ask for donations,
sure.
and all the donations go to putting on the show next year.
Yeah.
As you know, the rink and this program is all volunteer.
Yeah.
So, us having this gem in our community, an ice rink where the kids kind of keeps them active in the winter. But it's all done on volunteer money. So we do ask for donations.
You bet. I know you got to dress appropriately because it is a little chilly in there, right?
It is. Yeah. It is. Definitely wear your warm coat. And
right.
Of course, we'll have hot chocolate at the concession stand to keep you warm. But yes, it's definitely not a heated facility.
That's right. Now, Jennifer, if they want more information about the program, how would they get more info on this?
Well, they can go to the figure skating website, the Telus Bay figure skating website,
okay.
And all the information is on there.
Very good. It's coming up Friday and Saturday, March 7th and 8th at 7 p.m. It's called Peace, Love, and Strength. It's the ice skating program put on by the Huron Hockey and Figure Skating Association right there at the rink on M55 in Tawas City. And Jennifer Pintar, Jennifer, we thank you for joining us to give us more information about that event, and we'll look forward to a great show on that Friday and Saturday night.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.